you've got to walk that lonesome valley. You've got to walk it by yourself. There's nobody here can walk it for you. You've got to walk it by yourself. You've got to sleep in a lonesome graveyard. Sleep there by yourself. Nobody here can sleep there for you. You've got to sleep there by yourself. There's a road that'll take you to glory. Nobody here can go there for you. They can only point the way. But you've got to walk that lonesome valley. You've got to walk it by yourself. That John was a Baptist. Some people says he was a Jew. Oh, the Holy Bible tells us that he was a preacher too. You've got to walk, yes, you've got to walk that lonesome valley.
Then there's lots of railroad blues, as Alan, I guess you know, the kind of blues that come from the boys that ride the rods and walk the ties, knocking off them railroad ties, and they're...
Have you done a lot of that knocking off railroad ties, Woody? How many miles have you walked?
There's not about three ties that I haven't hit, and I'm going to clip them off this summer.
How do you walk on a railroad bend?
I hit every other tie. But a lot of times they're not laid even. Sometimes have to get two at a time for a while and then hit one a couple of times in order to get them straightened out. Some's closer together than others. And a lot of boys get their foot caught in between these ties, you know. There's been a lot of them getting run over that way.
Did you ever actually know of anybody to be run over in that way?
Yeah, one of the best friends that I ever had lived right next door to me, Alan, about two doors up the street. His name was Miles Reynolds. In Okemo, Oklahoma, when he was about 17 years old, he had to take the freight train in it, and he fell down in between them and got run over.